Good afternoon, got it right.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate. How can I help there?
My name's Josh. I was emailing, I think, Alec on through email.
Oh, yes. How can I help you?
I was just wondering if I can book in a tune with you guys. I was hoping between, like, on the date, maybe on the first week of November.
Yeah, let's have a look, mate. That shouldn't be a problem. We've got... the earliest I've got is the 5th, 6th, or 7th of November.
The 7th is a Friday, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Maybe I'll do the 6th, yeah. If that's all right.
No worries. And what was the last name?
It's spelled H-R-E.
Yeah.
S-T-A-K.
S-T-A-K.
I just wanted to double check, because obviously I'm not the best with, like, the numbers and, like, converting horsepower to horsepower and kilowatts to whatever. What's it called? I was with the mods that I wrote in the email. I've read up a lot on I don't even know how to word this myself. The numbers that he was giving me just didn't seem to add up with what I've been researching.
That's okay. What year model car is it?
It's a 2016 STI.
STI. And what sort of power goals were you chasing?
From what I've seen online, I want to, because I got a NVIDIA downpipe, 400 exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get a maybe a Grimspeed cold air intake and a Grimspeed boost solenoid.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen online people were making around like 300 wheel horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the numbers that he was giving me didn't add up to that. And I was just wondering if there's a reason for that.
Yeah. So a lot of the time, so there's two different factors at play there. So
yep. The
main one, majority of the time when numbers are quoted in wheel horsepower, they're coming from dynos that are derived in America, and they run different dynos. They run either a Mustang or a, what's the other one called? It's like a Dynojet is the name.
Okay,
Dynojet,
yep.
Or Mustang. Now, they read on average about 15 to 20% higher than the local dynos that we have here as a baseline figure. So if I compare a factory car, on average, a factory car on a Dynojet will read just under 200 kilowatts at the wheels stock.
Yep.
So like 185 to 190. Now, ours here read 150 to 160 stock.
Yeah, okay.
So, what a dyno is just a tuning tool. Obviously, numbers are great and that side of things, but you can only use it as the relative gains that you get from stock. So, stock, say if we're making, best case, 160 on your car. So, 2015 STI, completely factory, unmodified, is around 160 kilowatts, best case.
Yeah.
On average, with a turbo back exhaust and a tune, with a factory intake or a Grimspeed or anything like that, normally make 205 kilowatts, 200 to 205, right? So that's normally about a 40 to 45 kilowatt increase. Now, if you factor that into that 190, 185 that they make stock over there, add the 45, that's 225, 230 kilowatts of the wheels, which is right at that 300 horsepower mark.
Okay, so it works out to be the same, pretty much.
Yeah. And if you the next step further would be, like, if somebody took it to a drags, that's probably the best way to measure performance is at a drag, because that's, you're getting mile per hour. So it doesn't matter how bad your launch is, you'll always get the same mile per hour at the end.
Yeah, of course.
And you'll see cars making 300 horsepower there, making the same times as ours making here with 200 kilowatts of the wheels. So
it all works out to be the same. It's just different readings.
And then even like locally here, like a mainline to Dyno Dynamics, there's about a 5% swing. So it's don't get too caught up in the numbers because like every dyno reads a little bit differently. What you want to see is those relative gains.
Yeah, okay. And obviously every car is going to be different anyway.
Yeah,
no car's the same.
Yeah, the cool thing, I suppose, with yours is it's a pretty standard car and it's nice and new. So, you know, all things being equal, it's going to fall in that window of around 200 kilowatts. I'll throw to you, I wouldn't put a Grimspeed intake on them. They don't perform all that well, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah, generally go Process West.
Process West, yeah. I was thinking that, or the Cobb SF, but...
Yeah, Cobb SF's great. The Cobb SF, one thing I do notice with them is they do heat soak worse than others.
Okay. I'll go the Process West then.
Yeah.
Is there any other, like, do you think that's decent enough? Obviously, I've never had a trim before. My wife got me a voucher with you guys. Do you think the downpipe and the intake and everything like that, that's a by decent far, amount of increase? Or?
Yeah, by far, that's the biggest increase you can get bang for buck. Like,
yeah, okay.
There's just the next steps past this. A lot of money needs to be spent to get the same sort of gain.
So yeah, because I've seen a lot of people were saying getting injectors and stuff because it can lean out and this and that.
Yeah, it's not going to... factory injectors are fine for what you're aiming for. The next step past this, you would need larger injectors. America, again, is a variable there because all their fuel has a base 10% ethanol in it. They don't have anything less. The 10% ethanol pushes them, the factory injectors over the edge.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so it's very hard because the majority of the literature out there is from America because it all comes from Cobb and all that sort of stuff. And you know, most people in Australia, you know, we don't publish a lot of that stuff because we just run our own race here, I suppose.
Yeah, 100%. Because I was even looking at doing an air-oil separator and I noticed there was little to no knowledge about how to do it in Australia because where they place it in America, I think the brake boost is there.
Yeah, and the other issue is in America, you can't have a catch can because of the local laws there with the carb ratings. So oil-air separator, the major problem with that is that you're recycling old, nasty crap back into the sump rather than catching it in a catch can like it should be.
Oh, so the catch cans are going then.
100%, yeah. So, a catch can-wise on your model, you probably, like we make an intake catch can combo, that fits in the guard, so you've got the intake and catch can all built into one.
I'll probably wait a bit because obviously buying these parts is going to cost me a bit of money, but with bringing it in, I forgot what it said in the email. What parts can I install the boost solenoid and the intake or and the downpipe, or because I'm driving from Melton?
You can put it in, but you just need to drive it really gently on the way over.
Yeah, okay. The intake would be fine?
The intake's fine. Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll just run a little rough at first, and then it'll sort itself out, but you cannot get it in boost. So you have to really drive gently on the way over.
Okay, because I was sending an email. He said that he could install it for me. Do you know how much extra that would be to install the intake?
Yeah, intake's generally $150 to install.
$150. Okay. All right, well, I'll book that in for the 6th if I can, and then if I choose to install it or not, I guess I'll let you guys know.
So that day was the 6th of November.
Yes, please.
Yep. So you probably need to just let us know at least a couple of weeks beforehand if you're going to install it, because it'll sort of throw out the mechanics times then if we choose to not do it.
Obviously, it would just be a bit easier if I install it and then bring it in.
It doesn't really matter. It's just if I'm booking the time appropriately, what will end up happening is if you decide for us to do it closer to the day, we won't have the time because the day will be booked out already.
All right. Or maybe I'll just install it and then I'll just baby it the whole way.
yeah, no stress. Yeah, easy. Install. So inspection.
Is it... weird question. Am I able to be there to watch the dyno? Because I've never seen anything like that in person before.
Yeah, so probably the big issue there is it's a closed cell, so it's not like you can see it. The door's there. So normally what we do for guys is we'll take videos and photos and that sort of stuff for them.
No worries.
It's just you can't walk in the workshop either.
OHS. No, no worries. That makes sense.
Yeah, so but we'll get plenty of media for you.
Not perfect.
Awesome. I'll just grab my phone number there.
Yeah, 0416.
Yeah.
074.
Yeah.
556.
556. Done, mate. Easy. I'll put you down for the 6th. If anything else changes, mate, please just let us know. And we'll go from there.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Have a great night.
You too. Bye. Bye.